This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Let's just do this. I've got Joe Biggs coming up. Can't wait to have him in studio. We've got huge breaking news with Mark Randazza, with the biggest cache of info yet coming out on Jeffrey Epstein. And I've had a mental overload again today because the quickening's here. Everything is insane. Trump saying, I'm going to take strong action against big tech. Oh, and Hollywood trying to cause a race war. Very, very dangerous. I mean, this is just solid platinum, folks. This is like water in the desert. This is so good. And he's trying to create unity. He's trying to bring people together. And he is also trying to neutralize their claim of we've got to do something. You can't do anything. There's evil people. Society's falling apart. We need guns to protect ourselves from these devil-worshipping liberals who are going to go out and kill more people to get our guns, because they want to dominate us. Antifa wants the guns to kill Christians and kill conservatives, and they know they can get laws passed, they're going to be the government. Now, these little satanic drone robots are just kill, kill for Satan, kill for Satan. You know, that's just kill, kill, kill for Satan. That's what they go out and put the higher-ups, the principalities above them pulling the strings. That's what we're dealing with. So I'm going to just get started with the press conference now. It's 35 minutes long. I watched most of it and had to leave to come into the office. And it's just, I mean, the whole thing's amazing. So here it is.
So we're doing very well with China. We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal, but we'll see what happens. But you know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know. We called them on manipulation, and they brought their numbers back. And they brought them back rapidly, and they were able to do that because they manipulate. But that's all. It's called monetary manipulation. Not good. But what happened and what's happening with China now, we have an open dialogue. We'll see whether or not we keep our meeting in September. If we do, that's fine. If we don't, that's fine. But it's time that somebody does what we're doing. And I said, the American taxpayer is not paying for it. We had a big day in the stock market yesterday, but the American taxpayer is not paying for it. What China is doing is by depressing their currency and by pouring tremendous amounts of money into their system, they're paying for it. The prices have not gone up. So when in fact, in some cases, they've gone down because the devaluation plus the money supply, the amount of money that they pour in, which is a form of manipulation, has more than compensated for an increase in price. So as I said, and everybody questioned it, in the case of China, the tariffs have been amazing. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars. Now, China's had their worst year in 35 years now. It was in 26 years, but now it's in 35 years. I want them to do well.
Okay, let's stop right there. I mean, that first 2 minutes, you could talk about all day. The globalists set up a project to deindustrialize us. They admitted it. They bragged about it. Oh, it's the end of the American century. It's the new Chinese century, the millennium. They've had a totally one-sided deal on every front, from currency manipulation to no environmental standards to one-sided trade deals to stealing our intellectual properties. And Trump just said, look, you're effing us over is over. But the Chi-Coms own our debt, own Hollywood, and are activating their people. So think about how sensational that is. That's why I'm physically in war mode all the time. And I'm hard to be around now. I apologize to the crew. Because this is epic history. See, I'm wired right. And I know you as viewers and listeners are too. You know how epic all this is. That's 2 minutes of the 35 minutes. It gets crazier. It gets better. And then he puts the turd in the punch bowl with the gun control. But see, that's... So the Democrats come out and say, we want everything, which they're going to do. They're already doing it. And they'll get nothing. They'll get nothing like it, Spalding.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I have officially reached information overload. Trump's 35-minute press conference was so incredible. The things he said, if you know what you're listening to. A lot of it was just straight up. Joe Biden doesn't have a full deck. He's out of his mind. I can't believe he's going to be their nominee, but I'll beat him. It's all true. I will take strong action against big tech and Hollywood. They're trying to cause a race war. We're crushing China and their screw job against us. America's dominating again. I mean, this is all true. Huawei's a Chi-Com operation. We're not going to do business with them. I mean, this is not authoritarian. This is standing up for America. This is strong. This is so good. We had Ted Nugent on last hour. And he has faith in the president. And I asked him, I said, have you talked to any high-level NRA people? And about, you know, Trump's plan that when they call for gun control, he'll say something that sounds reasonable, but we know it's a slippery slope, and they'll demand the entire slope. And he said, yes, that's what the president's doing. I'm just going to leave it at that. I think it's pretty obvious. But it's not just Ted Nugent I've talked to. I've talked to other people. And I'll leave it at that. Someone very close to the president. Well, you might even say the president. But that's what's going on here. And Trump hasn't double-crossed us yet. Still, though, ladies and gentlemen, the bump stock thing was done because it doesn't have a lobby. It's a piece of crap. But it still is the slippery slope. And that's the big blemish on Trump right now. But on so many other fronts, he's really trying to rectify and right the ship. Let's go back to the press conference. And then we've got Joe Biggs coming up later on the broadcast.
We're looking at that right now. We have a lot of these companies coming in a little while, as you know. We're going to be very tough with them. They're treating conservatives very unfairly. Hollywood, I don't call them the elites. I think the elites are people they go after in many cases. But Hollywood is really terrible. You talk about racist. Hollywood is racist. What they're doing with the kind of movies they're putting out is actually very dangerous for our country. What Hollywood is doing is a tremendous disservice to our country. We have now, in a little while, all of the heads of the biggest companies coming in, and we're going to talk to them. They treat conservatives, Republicans, totally different than they treat others. And they can't do that.
And then we're going to come back with more on what he said about Hollywood. But let's go back to the press conference about 3 minutes in when he was finishing up saying that we're not going to put up with China's garbage. Here it is.
I have a very good relationship. I'll change it. I have a great relationship with the NRA. I have a lot of respect for the people at the NRA. And I have already spoken to them on numerous occasions. And frankly, we need intelligent background checks. Okay, this isn't a question of NRA, Republican or Democrat. I will tell you, I spoke to Mitch McConnell yesterday. He's totally on board. He said, I've been waiting for your call. He is totally on board. I spoke to senators that in some cases, people, friends of mine, but pretty hardline senators. Hardline, and when I say that in a positive way. Hardline on the Second Amendment. And they understand, we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people. I think that the Republicans are going to be great and lead the charge along with the Democrats. I spoke yesterday to Nancy Pelosi. We had a great talk. I spoke to Chuck Schumer. We had a great talk. And Chuck Schumer in particular loves my China policy, as you probably know. I said, I can't believe it. You actually like something that I'm doing. He said, not like, love. So Chuck Schumer is he's great on the China situation, which we are winning and winning big. And China wants to do something, but I'm not ready to do anything yet. 25 years of abuse, I'm not ready so fast. So we'll see how that works out. But on the background checks, we have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important background checks. Yeah, go ahead. Time goes by. I don't think I'm different, but I think the Senate is different. I think other people in the House are different. I think that people that maybe had their arm up a couple of years ago, maybe they feel differently. I don't think I feel any differently. I think with a lot of success that we have, I think I have a greater influence now over the Senate and over the House. I think we can get something really good done. I think we can have some really meaningful background checks. We don't want people that are mentally ill, people that are sick. We don't want them having guns. Who does? Well, we'll see where the NRA will be. But we have to have meaningful background checks. You know, in the case of, in both cases, it's possible they wouldn't have been caught. But in the one case, we also have to talk about age. Because he did things that were very, very bad in Ohio, in Dayton. He did some things that were really bad. His school knew about it. When he turned 18, everything was expunged. We're going to have to get rid of that. Because you can't have that barrier. If they would have had that barrier, they would have been able to see. But because he was a minor, it was expunged. We're going to have to get rid of that barrier. I think this. I think a lot of really meaningful things on background checks will take place, including red flags, including a lot of other very, very important items. And the Republicans are looking at it very seriously. And I really believe that the NRA, I've spoken to them numerous times, they're really good people. They're great patriots. They love our country. They love our country so much. And frankly, I really think they're going to get there also.
When you talked to Wayne LaPierre, you talked to him several times. Did he warn you that background checks could cost you politically? And did you say to him, forget politics, we have to do something now?
I had a good talk with Wayne, and I like Wayne. And, you know, as you know, they supported me very early. Far earlier than anybody thought possible, especially me not being a politician. And that support has paid off. We now have two Supreme Court justices that are phenomenal. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. And, I mean, they're phenomenal people. And they're big believers in the Second Amendment, which Wayne is also, and which I am. I mean, there's been no president that feels more strongly about the Second Amendment than I do. However, we need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns. I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe will be a little bit more neutral. And that would be okay, too. But look, the NRA has over the years taken a very, very tough stance on everything. And I understand it. You know, it's a slippery slope. They think you approve one thing, and that leads to a lot of bad things. I don't agree with that. I think we could do meaningful, very meaningful background checks. I want to see it happen. So I've got a lot of support, and I also have the support of other people on the other side. And I think the Democrats and Republicans have a chance to really come together.
All right, we're going to come back with Joe Biggs in the studio. We'll have more of these clips, but I'm going to play that bombshell clip again. Did you hear that? Hollywood is creating a race war. Hollywood is racist. I'm afraid, seriously, to go to movies now. Because I don't want to go see a movie like Machete, where white people are shooting pregnant Hispanic ladies in the stomach. And it's not even true. And then now almost every movie's like that. I don't want to go hear about race all day when I see a movie and race wars, like we're all in a big brainwashing camp. But that's what this is. Big tech censorship and Hollywood trying to start a race war. They're trying to tear our country apart while they censor us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. It runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, off doing his own great work, banned from everywhere, getting lots of visits from the FBI. We'll tell you about that in a moment, because what's happening to Joe is what I call a Rosetta Stone or a skeleton key, a window into what's really happening. Antifa's threatening to kill him, going to Mitch McConnell's house, threatening to kill him. All this is happening, but Joe Biggs says he's going to go to Portland coming up in just a week and a half or so, and just going to be peacefully there and saying, we're going to march. We're not going to put up with these communists. And boy, the FBI's been talking to his family, everybody that knows him. We got a terrorist right here, folks. The week after the FBI put that report out saying the conspiracy theorists are the number one terrorist enemy, even though that's just asking questions. So you can see where all this is going. But first, President Trump, in a 35-minute news conference, we've already aired about half of it, just incredible statements. I want to air later where he said that Joe Biden didn't play with a full deck, which is totally true. Just riveting important stuff. But here he is saying we're going to be very strong, act very strong against big tech censorship, but also Hollywood and how they're racist, creating a race war. And again, Trump knows how to dumb the language down for the average person, but they're trying to cause a race war. Hollywood's owned by China. They own like 67% of it. That's a number I saw just a week ago, even in the Wall Street Journal. And now they're having Senate reports and Intelligence Committee reports where they're saying, I covered this on Monday, it was huge. Congressional, in fact, I want to get the video of that congressional testimony, folks. That is so critical. That's a whole special we should do. Admitting that they've infiltrated the media, the colleges, and are trying to overthrow the country. This is insane. When you turn on Netflix, it's Chi-Com weaponized leftist venom. Most of the stuff China produces here is banned in China. There it is. House Intelligence Committee holds open hearing on China's digital authoritarianism. And they did find the video. They did post it with the article. Good job, guys. That was just August 7th, so the testimony is there. Great job, Kit Daniels and crew, finding that. So there it is. I mean, go see it for yourself. I just read the transcript. Said, hey, guys, post the video. So they did do that. Amazing. So that's on our bucket list to air as well. But here's the president saying that he's taking the gloves off. And when he says, I'm taking action, before it's like, well, we're looking at it. We're asking him to stop. You know, we may have to do something. He says, no, we're taking strong action. Hip, hip, hooray, because Trump does what he says he's doing, or he certainly tries it. Here it is.
We're looking at that right now. We have a lot of these companies coming in a little while, as you know. We're going to be very tough with them. They're treating conservatives very unfairly. Hollywood, I don't call them the elites. I think the elites are people they go after in many cases. But Hollywood is really terrible. You talk about racist. Hollywood is racist. What they're doing with the kind of movies they're putting out is actually very dangerous for our country. What Hollywood is doing is a tremendous disservice to our country. We have now, in a little while, all of the heads of the biggest companies coming in, and we're going to talk to them. They treat conservatives, Republicans, totally different than they treat others. They can't do that.
Netflix has two shows out right now that we've been so busy, we've mentioned, had articles about, but haven't even covered, even though it's riveting tyranny, where white people are inherently evil and are taken and hunted like animals because they're Trump supporters by white people. So it's the loving liberal white is teaching the minority how to kill the evil white. And now people are running into Walmart saying, I'm going to kill white people. Give me weapons to kill 200. And they're white people. And people are showing up in body armor with assault rifles, as they call them. And this is hysteria, Joe Biggs. They've created hysteria. Good to have you here with us. Ride Shotgun, listen to the next hour. Got a huge guest joining us on the Epstein situation. The lawyer that helped get all these new documents that came out today. But we'll get into your huge story that ties into all this. And it's kind of an on-the-ground view of this, which is the most important. It's one thing to hear about it all, to be on the ground like we are. But we'll get to that next segment. What would you call this period of time we're in right now?
It's a very dark time. I mean, it's really a fight of good versus evil. And evil is kind of, you know, making this big rise. And it's up to us, you know, as good people, you know, as patriots, as Christians, as hardworking Americans, to stand up and face this stuff. And it's really hard to do that a lot of times when you're getting deplatformed and all that. But, you know, you rise above it. And you go out there and you look that evil in the eye and you face him and you know what? Hey, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not going to back down. And I'm still going to sit here and show up and stand for what I believe in.
And we'll talk about it in the next segment, but the FBI is now, the leftist FBI is harassing your family, employers, people you sold houses to. I mean, they're letting you know, you leave Antifa alone, you evil American.
Well, they told me yesterday, they said, if something happens, that's on you. If something happens at this event, it's on you. Like, they're pinning this on me, and I haven't done anything. Meanwhile,
the police stand down. Well, we'll talk about it next segment, but the police stand down in Portland. Let them attack everybody. You just say, hey, as a proud American, I'm going to walk up there and hold my chest high and my chin high, and then the FBI tells you to stop.
Pretty much.
And it was just, you know, it was Antifa in Ohio killed those 10 people.
Yep. It's insane.
Is that on you, Joe? Is that your fault?
I'm a white Christian male. I'm able-bodied, so yes, it is my fault. I'm evil. I'm a fascist, apparently. And, you know, it's okay because you look on social media or whatever. I don't look at it anymore because I can't see it anymore. But people show me screenshots. Hey, we're going to kill fascists. Portland's going to be a bloodbath. But none of these people are being questioned. None of these people have their accounts taken down. Hey, we're going to get slingshots to put ball bearings in them and aim for Joe Biggs' eye.
That's like a firearm.
Yeah. We're going to mix compounds and throw it in their face, you know, like, but nothing's happening to them. I'm the one that's being harassed nonstop by all these law enforcement officials. And it's hard to trust because you see how deeply embedded Antifa is in so much that it's hard to even trust some of these people when they ask you, what are you going to be doing on the day of the event? Where are you going to be moving? How are you going to do this?
Because it turned out there are FBI agents that are Antifa.
Yeah, it's frightening because you don't even know you can trust now.
And this is a group that says they want to kill police.
They openly say it. They even put out flyers that say that they were going to siege or assault El Paso. And it shows pictures of them shooting down at ICE agents and dogs and border
patrol.
Because
of killing them.
Yeah, killing
them. Pools of blood, American flag on fire.
But I say I'm coming for Antifa. And, yeah, I am coming for Antifa. I'm coming to expose him. I'm coming to shine a light on him.
That's what you said. I'm going to go march, and we're going to exercise the First Amendment, and if they attack us, we're going to fight back. But that's the, under the left, fighting back is the greatest crime.
Yeah, I just have to go in. I was thinking it'd be funny.
Hey, Joe,
handcuffed.
Take it. I mean, if I get him slapped in the face, you need to take it.
I think I'm just going
to
go.
If I'm Antifa, I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
I'm just going
to
go into Portland with handcuffs on or a straitjacket. Because I can't do anything. If I do anything, I'm screwed. Like, they're already painting everything on me, so I might as well just go in with a straitjacket. That way I can.
Well, that's because Antifa are their little babies. I mean, you saw what they did, and Twitter allowed it all up of going to Mitch McConnell's, calling him a murderer. We're going to kill you. We're going to stab you with a butcher knife. And then Twitter leaves all that up, and when Mitch McConnell tried to respond, they froze his account. You talk about that's the leader of the Senate, and they stand by it.
Yeah.
They're telling the head of the Senate. Talk about arrogance. Yeah. Oh, so I saw Mitch McConnell on Fox News this morning. He said they're going to break up big tech. You guys are arrogant, man. Big tech is dumb. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs. Stay with us.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders of the storm. Riders of the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world with.
Again, I'm not complaining.
Like a
but this is like torture in a way. But it's a good torture. But it's a bad torture. I've got so much riveting, incredible news that I don't even know where to start. that just shows how the wheels are coming off. We're getting this video right now. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. I just saw it during the break. It's incredible. Joe Biden, as the president said, is not playing with a full deck. We're going to get that clip, too. He said that in a speech this morning. And you're not kidding, he's not playing with a full deck. The new video is on InfoWars.com. Video, Joe Biden forcefully grabs young woman during Iowa State Fair. Presidential frontrunner was asked, how many genders are there? And he forcefully grabs her and flips out. So that video is up on InfoWars.com right now. And this is what I'm getting at. You know Trump's got intel, opposition research on Biden. You know Trump's got information. Because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. These people are on the Chi-Com payroll. Biden is. So you know Trump's legally and lawfully getting everything on Biden. Biden's had strokes again, many strokes at least. Small ones. He doesn't know what planet he's on a good portion of the time. He is melting down in live time. He is melting down in live time. And so it's going to get weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. So coming up next segment, we're going to have that clip of Trump at the press conference today. Talking about Joe Biden, says it twice, does not have a full deck, is out of his mind. We're going to get into your case and your story because it's so amazing. It's at the heart of Antifa, but there's no reason to play this video anymore. Everyone's seen it. Finally, Fox News is covering it today, where they go to Mitch McConnell's house and they're saying, we're going to stab you to death. We're going to kill you. Die. And they're all around his house. And now there are hosts on MSNBC. I even forgot to tell the folks about this clip saying, we need to have pitchforks and torches and go to the Trump event in the Hamptons today and basically burn down the event. So the Democrats are saying, we want violence. Biden's saying, I want a physical war. There's so many of these clips now, I can't even think of them all. They're daily now. And then they're telling us that we're white supremacists and we're causing violence. And then both these guys have Antifa backgrounds. One of them is a Satanist. And then we're getting blamed, Joe Biggs.
And they're white.
It's the funniest thing in the world. There are white people going around calling other people white supremacists, and there are literally a large group of white people telling people how to think, how to vote, what to say,
and then they're the ones that get to determine who's racist and not. That they're all white.
Well, that's really what it is. They're called, everybody's bad but me is what they're saying.
Yeah. Democrats can never take responsibility for anything. Ever. It's always just push it on someone else. It's not me.
Well, that's why I'm information overlord. I even forgot to tell the producers this morning. I'm watching Fox News, and they've got Congressman Scalise on, and they're just playing an MSNBC clip where the host is saying, it's time to get pitchforks and torches and go physically attack the Trump event. I mean, but, oh, I guarantee you, the FBI is not going to talk to him. They're going to come talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten threats. I even sent it to them where they're saying they want to burn down my house. They're like, oh, yeah. I guess Joe won't be at his Florida house on August 17th. He'll be in Portland. And then everyone's like, oh, maybe we should go out there and burn it down, you know? But that's okay. That's fine when those kind of comments are being made on social media. That's okay, you know? Let's not do anything about that. Let's worry about old Joe Biggs out here because he says he's going after Antifa. Yeah, I would expose the hell out of you freaking commie bastards. And they're frightened. They're flipping out. I mean, they're literally scared. Ted Wheeler, my phone's blowing up right now. The mayor of Portland just did like a press release talking about my event. And they're scared. They're out of their minds. They think that we're going to come out here and create all this mass havoc. We've done nothing from the get-go.
What they're hoping is just another Charlottesville.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. They want the headlines. They want those clips. They want to be able to use that again.
By the way, all you did is what Joey Gibson and others have done. When Antifa comes out and attacks conservative rallies, Christian marches, then those guys would go out, and you've been part of that, and I've done some of that here as well, and we just go out and cover it because Antifa's trying to stop people having free speech. We're not the ones initiating it. We're just exercising our rights because if you don't exercise them, you lose them. Like black folks in the 50s or 60s saying, I'm going to go vote, and then people trying to keep them from voting. That's another form of speech.
The Associated Press called me yesterday. I've done nothing but interviews like 10 times a day. And this lady from the Associated Press calls me yesterday. She's like, but you said that you told Antifa in one of your periscopes that they should be watching over their shoulders everywhere they go. I said, well, so did Nancy Pelosi and so did Maxine Waters. They said the Trump supporters should look over their back and they shouldn't feel safe when they go out in public. I said, I don't want Antifa, which is a domestic terrorist organization, to feel safe. There should be anti-masking laws. They should look over their shoulder every time they think of donning that mask and going out and committing acts of violence. They should look over their shoulder because they're the ones doing wrong. We just want to expose that.
Let me guess, AP didn't quote that.
Oh, no.
Man, I've talked to the New York Times and stuff. They will make up quotes.
Oh, they say I'm a pronounced Florida radio talk show host. I'm like, I've never even done talk radio in Florida. I was like, this is what I point at people. I see, this is how fake it is. I was like, they just make things up.
Oh, they said that I wrote a book about Sandy Hook called Sandy Hook, No One Died at Sandy Hook, and then I lost a lawsuit about it. And I've never read the book. I'm not in the book. It's Professor Fetzer's on the cover. And when I had lawyers, like real lawyers, call AP, and they said, we stand by that it's your book. So we're filing suit. I got to pull the trigger next week, but we're looking to sue AP. Because they told me, we've written letters, everything. They go, no, you wrote this book, and you lost the suit. And I'm just like, you don't, no, we don't care.
They get to create the truth.
Well, it's like somebody sends coded child porn. It's in code. It's not even on the page.
Yeah.
It's hidden in the code. You know, like Al-Qaeda would send like, you know, like codes on like a piece of paper, but it says one thing, but there's code in it. So somebody, right when we get sued last year, sends us stuff with Sandy Hook in the title with hidden coded child porn, supposedly. Then we get subpoenaed by these Democrat lawyers. They scan it, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars scanning it for hidden code, find the hidden code magically, and then I've sent child porn to the Sandy Hook family.
How would you even know to look for that?
Well, I mean, again, obviously, everybody sees through it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh, by the way, guys, we were going to have to lay some people off. We were behind financially until you did that. When they pulled that, and it was in every newspaper that I sent child porn to children, and then people went and looked and found out none of it was true, support went up massively. We're still not doing great, but, I mean, that... My point is, Joe, they're going too far. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
But there's still no outcry, though, from the public. I mean, look at Laura Loomer being banned. You, me, Milo, Gavin. And no one says anything. They don't care. And then it's going to be them. And then
200 million accounts that were following Facebook and Twitter meme sites that were all sorts of funny stuff, but also a lot of Trump stuff. They all just got deleted a few weeks ago. Well, Trump finally got upset about that. Because, again, not letting people follow something is not letting them see something.
Yeah.
So everybody keeps thinking about who's being deleted. Well, what about people that were following that? They were fans. 200-plus million followers not allowed to see what they wanted to see. That's like coming into your house and saying, give me the remote control, Joe. You can't see what you want to see.
Yeah.
That's fundamentally evil.
It's amazing what they're doing and what they're getting away with, and you're still not seeing people in the streets yelling and screaming. I mean, you would think that there'd be mass anger.
Oh, no. The reason they picked me, first they demonized me for a year with major artillery. Then when they banned me, they knew others would try to hide, hoping they wouldn't be next. It's that process, like schools of fish. And so once you spoke out, others did. But once most people ran for the hills, they went good. Now it's Mitch McConnell getting banned on Twitter. See, it's a test. What will you schmucks put up with at the leadership of the Republican Party? What won't you put up with, dumbasses? Listen to Matt Drudge. Listen to Tucker Carlson. Listen to me. We've been right.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you, audience, for your support. Thank you to this crew for the great job they do. Best crew I've ever worked with. They're amazing. We have Riding Shotgun with us, Joe Biggs, right into the next hour. Mark Randazza was traveling and dealing with some family stuff, but he's a big lawyer, does some work for us. He was involved in lawsuits to bring out the Epstein stuff. They got the treasure trove of documents that totally absolves Trump, but just absolutely devastates a bunch of leftists. And so that story's up on InfoWars.com. Big exclusive Epstein news at InfoWars.com. Somebody reprint me the InfoWars.com article, thanks. So he's going to be popping in with us as well. Let me just take some time out to remind listeners that without your support, we won't be here. And I couldn't thank you all enough for the fact that you kept us in the game. I mean, I want to stay in this game. I want to take the globalist on. I don't want to comb my hair in the bathroom on break. I just do it here on air. That's how I do it, folks. No makeup, no nothing around here. But then I'm like sitting here on air, looking at my hair sticking up. Got to fix it. Total transparency is our whole operation. And I want to file some lawsuits. In fact, I've said I'm going to do it, so I'm going to do it. And Robert Barnes is doing it at cost. I've got Norm Pattis ready to do it at cost. and I've got some other law firms ready, and we are writing reports up and advising the president. I'm not trying to brag about that, but we've been sending information to the president, and the folks, our contacts, have said, that's good, please send more. And, you know, our contacts are like, hey, what do you want the president to tweet about InfoWars? And, you know, I mean, so we're obviously, to the dread of the globalists, have major contacts there, because our listeners, you are the base of the Trump operation, so you get the credit. But I'm literally in here during the break with the accountants coming in here saying, okay, you ready to pay the initial amounts of money for these lawsuits, and the research has been done for them, just for the law clerks and people. And it's still at cost, you know, we're talking $20,000 a pop. It was $20,000 to file my Supreme Court brief, even though they said they would hear my case out of Connecticut and may neutralize the case while it's even beginning. That's like one in 5,000. And we're probably going to win that. That was $20,000, and that was at cost. They had over 10 lawyers involved in that, some of the best legal work, reportedly, that some folks have ever seen. I'm going to leave it at that. But there's just a lot of the wars cost money. I'm going to explain this. Vox, this is this globalist-funded NBC-controlled system, only has a few hundred employees. They get $250 million a year, and that means million. If I bring in $35 million, half of that's the cost of the products, because we don't mark stuff up that much. And then there's all the employees and fees and fines and paying all our own stuff and legal, and I don't care if I'm not making money. But if I'm not making money, it means I'm close to death. So I used to like not want to. I wish back when the, you know, you make hay while the sun shines. I wish back in the day when I could make bring in so much money that I'd have been on the air more, because I would have had a bunch of nuts put away for winter. This squirrel didn't keep very many nuts behind. But used to I kept 5 or 6 nuts. Most squirrels will keep 100 nuts. But I had 5 or 6 nuts because I wanted to put every bit of energy into this. Folks, I don't have any more nuts left, except one between my legs. And it's just, I can't tell you how great it is what you've done, but you need to buy the products. We got coffee, we got fish oil, we got turmeric, we got great toothpaste, we've got great things like DNA Force Plus. We have the Banniversary sale, but here's what we're really excited about. We're going back to Joe Biggs. Now, he's been totally, he had his website, bank accounts. This guy's, you know, we built InfoWars. He's had it all taken away. People, well, we better stay away from that. No, you're next. But Ultimate Krill Oil has been sold out for 4 months. For whatever reason, this became the most popular fish oil. We have fish oil, children's fish oil, and Ultimate Krill Oil. It's totally full of the bottle. And it is the strongest, purest fish oil, krill oil. And it cost us 3 times more, because we have it put through the expensive laboratory process to remove mercury. Now, krill are already a little bitty, so there's not a lot of mercury in them. But the point is, any type of krill oil you get that doesn't give you fish burps, which I don't like, but gives you all the great benefits, isn't real. It's been boiled, it's been ruined, it's been homogenized. This is not it. We went to one of the top firms in the world that private labels fish oil and krill oil, and we said, we want the best you make, period. And they're like, well, this is medical stuff that's sold in medical clinics for $100 a bottle. So when we're normally selling it for $50, it's a good deal, because those places are marking them up 3 times. But when it's discounted right now, 50% off, despite the fact that it's been sold out. Give me a document cam shot real quick, please. I want to show people this krill oil, because it's literally, I'm strong enough, Biggs. You're a big, strong man. You got to open this for me, see? See that? Looks like the pickle jar can't even open. But Hillary could. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the highest quality krill oil you're going to find anywhere.
That's what my doctor keeps telling me I need to start taking.
That's what they, the drug companies are trying to patent it so that no one else can sell it, because it's so, I mean, this is thermonuclear right here. It's red. This is real krill oil, folks, is red. It's not yellow. It's not milky. This is nothing but krill oil. And let me tell you, this stuff, oh, my God. You want to have some dreams? Well, what did your doctor tell you?
Well, I'm going to start taking human growth hormone replacement. for some of the injuries I have. And that's one of the things that the doctor wants to prescribe me or give me, is to start taking stuff like that, because that would help with the testosterone in my body and all that stuff when I'm working out, and help with my tendons and just my...
Exactly, because even if you take the growth hormone, if you don't have this, it doesn't have the building blocks to use it.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not hyping this, folks. This is the best krill oil we could find. This is the best. I can't even just look at that. No, nobody's... It's supposed to be red, folks, because that's the essence of the krill. I mean, it's probably like 100 krill go into each one of these. So you want it, you got it, it's back in stock. I'm going to stop talking about it. And again, I'm not going to call this a drug, because drugs are a ripoff of what God made. You take two of these before you go to bed at night, and I would do it with your dinner if you don't want to get fish burps. Because, again, they've got the fish oil and said, oh, this doesn't have the fish flavor, because they boiled the hell out of it. It isn't there anymore, folks. You got to deal with the fish burps, because this stuff's powerful. Just look at that. I mean, that is – I don't know if the camera can pick up. Guys, can the camera – just drop some on the ground. Can the camera pick up just how pretty those are? I don't know. I'm ranting. Joe Biggs, I apologize for running over you. You're here with us. Tell folks about your deplatforming, and we're going to get into that, but also what's coming up in Portland, the date, and why they're so scared of this.
Well, the deplatforming happened when we kind of started going after Antifa. We saw the attack on Andy Ngo and the other two guys that were out there at that event in Portland. And a lot of, like me and a lot of other people in America, you know, we got mad, you know, and kind of... I called a bunch of my friends. I said, we need to do something about this. And I got with Enrique Terrio, the head of the Proud Boys. And he goes, yeah, I think it's a good idea. Let's do an event. Let's go back to Portland and let's bring awareness, national attention to Antifa. And he goes, we just got to come up with a name for it. And I said, well, let's do End Domestic Terrorism. You know, so we decided right here on the phone call. We put it together. And ever since then, it has been a roller coaster. You know, Twitter took me down, Facebook, Instagram, everything. You know, it's websites going down, you know.
I remember when I saw you said, we're going to go have a march and stand up to them. We're not going to attack them, but if they attack us, we'll fight back. And I said, Biggs is banned, because you don't touch those little babies.
It's amazing how much they protect those guys, and they allow them to get away with so much stuff. And you sit here and you look, I go back and I'm looking at the things I said, and I go, some of them could be a little inflammatory, a little heated, because I was emotional. You know, like most people, I turned on TV, I'm watching Fox News or whatever, and I see this guy by himself being outnumbered and kicked and beaten on the ground, and then the next day you find out the guy's got a brain bleed. And I'm sitting here going, this is my country. Why is this happening here? And no one's doing anything. Law enforcement's sitting there. Ted Wheeler, the mayor, is like, well, you know, sorry. You know, so at some point in time, like, we have to face it. We have to bring awareness to it. We have to say something.
Well, see, Antifa's supposed to ignite everyone else for an uprising. They want to overthrow the government. And a lot of the parts of the government are leftists. They want a position in that government.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of the lottery ticket the left thinks they're going to get. Let me tell the left, you successfully kick off a civil war, all you're going to get is 6 feet under. And that's not a threat, it's a promise. If we have a communist civil war in this country, you are guaranteed to be going to the bottom of the Davy Jones locker. Because the devil and the deep blue sea are two different things. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.